You know, what you just said has great power and you didn't know it. I unmuted you. I unmuted you. And I believe this is the word that the Lord has for us today. He has unmuted us. We do not allow the powers and the principalities of this age and this world to mute us. And we don't allow the powers and principalities of the world, the one who runs the government systems and the worldly people, we don't allow them to silence us. Vengeance is the Lord's. He will repay. But he has unmuted us to sing his praises, to raise a hallelujah, literally, praise the Lord, right? To raise a hallelujah, not in the coziness of our own homes and in our congregation, but in the presence of my enemies. And our enemies are not flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and high places. And I bring you a challenge from the Lord himself today to allow him to unmute you, to speak the truth boldly, in confidence, and not seek your own vengeance, and not seek acceptance from the powers and principalities that operate in people and systems of the world, but to raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Heaven comes to fight for me. He has unmuted us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, you can. You've been unmuted.
I can confirm, I think I can confirm what Mrs. L was saying, that when I was worshiping as a dance leader, that I have been really struggling with it, and really struggling with today's topic of conversation in the backroom discussion. And even though I was like not really wanting to worship, I think that God was just like, you have to do it anyways. And he unmuted me in my like to dance. So, and I was scared to share that because, the last time that I spoke and gave a testimony, I got pushback for that and I didn't want that to happen again. So, but I'm, you know, just taking your word, Mrs. Lundgren, as something that I need to hear for myself, that, you know, to continue to speak the truth about who I am, including the fact that, you know, it's a common saying to get back up again, and I know like it's cliche, but that was what was spoken to me over and over again when I felt like I had such peace and then that peace was taken away again, and then, you know, all that good stuff. So amen.
So I know I get up frequently and read scripture, but I still feel like I've been muting myself. And there are some things I wanted to say last time we were together, and, you know, times before that, and I feel like I've been just stuffing it down because I think, well, I don't know if it's from God. I don't know. you know, what if it's not for the moment? What if it's not edifying? What if it's just glorifying me, glorifying my, I don't know. I have a lot of doubts, but then I really think that what I have in my, on my heart now is something that needs to be said, because it's just been on my mind continually in the past. Well, we met together recently. You know, I've lost track of time. I'm pretty tired right now. That probably helps. The thing on my mind is, you know, John says, when he sees Yeshua, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who comes to take away the sin of the world." And as we were meeting on Yom Kippur, I just felt deeply in me this sense of needing to say, to talk about Yeshua and how much he bore for us. And that was the sacrifice of the lamb. When we were doing Tashlich, someone we know said, like, something like, why, you know, why throw the bread to the fish? That's horrible. You know, they're going to get all of our sin. We're just throwing it on them. And I thought, yeah, that's what Yeshua did. And he took all of that junk. All of our junk he just took on him. He didn't deserve any of it. And in Isaiah 53, which also came to my mind, it can't be read enough. It says, "Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we were healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth." And somebody said, I don't know, we were talking one other morning about the innocence of Yeshua. And somebody said, well, I don't know, I guess you were talking about him not, what comes to mind really is what I want to get out is his innocence. And even in his innocence, he didn't speak out for himself. He didn't say, "I'm the Son of God, you know, why are you doing this to me? I haven't done anything." And he just took it. Because he had a purpose, and he knew what he was there for, but he didn't defend himself. He didn't have to.
Can you hear me? I will speak loud. I really did not hear from the Lord to come up here, but my heart is like welling, because I don't know if you know if I've ever given my testimony before, but part of God's reaching down with his mighty right arm and raising me up were different people praying and acting and leading. And so I came to faith through a bunch of different circumstances in Yeshua. And last night, you know, I confess, I was looking on the computer, but I was looking for the Messianic calendar, which I did not actually find. I think you have to be a member or something. You have to go in there and password and put your email in or something. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I confess, I was strolling through the Messianic website and clicking on different little testimonies and things, and you know, the one of the people who had a great impact on Amy and I's life came up and was, you know, just staring right at me, and as if God was speaking, and part of it was this man sounded the alarm. He spoke and said, "Billy, God has his angels standing there with a stop sign saying, don't go any further." He sounded the alarm. I had a different destiny. God had a life for me different than what the enemy was trying to do. And I could have sunken back into a place of rejecting God and wallowing in the same muck that I was being brought out of. But God sounded alarm. Don't think little insignificance of phone calls or things that you encourage your brothers and sisters in. He wants you to. And so I just amen the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world. He took my sin on him. He gave me a new life, and it is much different than what our enemy sought for us. And so if he did not come, we would not be here. We would not be able to sound the alarm that Yeshua is the only way to be saved. And people need to hear that, though I have had come up against such a, there are plenty of dark strongholds in people's lives, but they push back. And this spirit, not the Spirit of God, was pretending to be truth and of the light, but clearly was pushing back at any truth I might have spoken and saying, and it is part of the lie that you spoke about that is in the world, and how when we speak the truth, in this person spoke back to me, you are segregating me, you are alienating me, and in fact, he is alienating the only thing that can save him. So I just want to say, sound the alarm.